The moon has become a hot topic in recent years, as more countries and companies set their sights on exploring its surface and harnessing its resources. This new era of lunar exploration has sparked a race for dominance in space. China, India, Japan, and the US are among the nations and companies that have successfully landed spacecraft on the moon. Plans are also underway to establish permanent bases and send humans back to the moon. However, this space race could potentially lead to tensions and conflicts, as the laws governing space exploration are struggling to keep up with the rapid progress. According to the Outer Space Treaty of 1967, no nation can claim ownership of the moon. Instead, it is considered the property of all humankind and should be explored for the benefit of all nations. However, the driving force behind this treaty was the fear of space becoming a military battleground during the Cold War. The current space race is different, as it involves not only nations but also private companies. This raises questions about how the exploration and exploitation of the moon's resources should be regulated. While nations ultimately remain the key players in lunar exploration, private companies are increasingly involved. However, these companies still need authorization from a state to go into space, which is limited by international treaties. The prestige and economic benefits of joining the elite club of moon landers are significant. Additionally, the moon's resources, including minerals and water, hold great value. Water, in particular, is in high demand as it can be used for drinking, generating oxygen, and making rocket fuel. The US has attempted to establish new principles for lunar exploration through the Artemis Accords. These principles state that the extraction and use of resources on the moon should comply with international treaties, but some new rules may be necessary. Over 40 countries have signed up to these non-binding agreements, but China is notably absent. Some argue that new rules for lunar exploration should be led by the United Nations to ensure the involvement of all countries. Access to resources on the moon could potentially lead to conflicts, especially in areas close to ice-filled craters. The first-mover advantage will play a significant role in determining the size and location of future lunar bases. The US and China are likely to be the first settlers, adding a new layer of rivalry to their already tense relationship. The rules established by the first settlers may shape future regulations for lunar exploration. In conclusion, the moon is becoming a contested space as more countries and companies aim to explore its surface and exploit its resources. The current laws governing space exploration are struggling to keep up with the rapid progress, leading to tensions and conflicts. The establishment of new principles and regulations for lunar exploration is necessary to ensure the fair and peaceful utilization of the moon's resources. The involvement of the United Nations and international cooperation will be crucial in shaping the future of lunar exploration.